Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to go mad, celebrate March and the Sunshine State, enjoy some water, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, March 1st, marked the birth in 1922 of publisher William Gaines, founder of Mad Magazine. Mad was first published as a comic book in 1952, but was turned into a magazine in 1955 in order to get around the Comics Code Authority, a sort of self-censorship organization created by comics publishers as a result of public outcry against crime and horror comics of the time. For more than 50 years, Mad Magazine has been satirizing American pop culture, but it also publishes local versions in many other countries, including the Netherlands, Germany, Brazil, and Sweden. William Gaines died in 1992. So here in honor of William Gaines and Mad Magazine are some Mad songs, beginning with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Thank you. Lovey Austin and Her Blues Serenaders from April of 1924 and Charleston Mad, written by Lovey Austin. The vocalist was Priscilla Stewart. Lovey Austin was born Cora Calhoun in Chattanooga, Tennessee, on September 19, 1897. She started out in vaudeville playing piano and working the Theater Owners Booking Association circuit. She settled in Chicago, where she was musical director at the Monogram Theater for most of the 20s. She recorded extensively in the 20s, accompanying blues singers and leading her own serenaders and blues serenaders, which included some of Chicago's best musicians. She worked in the defense industry during World War II, but returned to music and theater work, where she remained active into the 1960s. Lovey Austin died in Chicago on July 10, 1972. Before Lovey Austin, we heard Eddie Mitchell and his orchestra from an unissued Jeanette 78 recorded in Richmond, Indiana on December 12, 1924, and Pleasure Mad. Nothing is known about Eddie Mitchell, but Pleasure Mad was written by Sidney Bechet. It was extensively recorded at the time, including by Bechet himself, with vocalist Maureen Englin. We began the show with another Jeanette 78, this one by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, from July 18, 1923. That was Mad, written by Jimmy McHugh and Bobby Heath. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This being the first show of March, here's a set of marches, beginning with the Broadway Dance Orchestra. Thank you.
mile by mile, footfall weary and blue, I'm marching home to you. Mile by mile, town by town, to a love that is true, I'm marching home to you. I'm tired of striving for success, seeking happiness, where it'll get me, where it'll get me. Roaming here and there, wandering everywhere, what did it get me? Regret and sorrow, step by step, mile by mile, with my troubles I'm through. I'm marching home to you.
Second-handed clothes, where are we bound for? Nobody knows. Even though we're short of dough, we've got a lot of pep, nothing to wait for. We're ready to step. Where do we go? What do we care? We'll be in clover when we're there. Marching along together, sharing every smile and tear. Marching along together, whistling till the skies are clear. Swinging along the highway, over the road that's wide. Without a bugle, without a drum, we mean to chase the jinx. Oh, rum-ti-tiddly, here we come, we're happy hinky-dinks. Marching along together, life is wonderful side by side.
Some marches for this first show in March. We began with the Broadway Dance Orchestra from an Edison record and March of the Mannequins, spelled M-A-N-N-I-K-I-N-S. March of the Mannequins was written by Walter Hirsch and D. Onivas. D. Onivas is actually Domenico Savino. Think about that for a second. Yep, Onivas is Savino spelled backwards. Domenico Savino was a composer, worked for the Ampico Piano Roll Company, arranged for Paul Whiteman and Vincent Lopez, and was a musical director for Pathé, Victor, and Brunswick. Next, it was Hal Kemp as the Carolina Club Orchestra with the vocal by Arthur Fields, and Step by Step, Mile by Mile, I'm Marching Home to You, from February 7, 1929. We finished up with Bob Crosby, backed by Anson Weeks and his orchestra, and Marching Along Together, recorded in San Francisco by Brunswick on July 25, 1933. This is KISL FM Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, March 5th, marked the birth in 1893 in Yankton, South Dakota, of Emmett Joseph Culligan, inventor of the water softener and founder in 1936 of Culligan Water Systems, probably best known for their advertising slogan, "Hey Culligan Man." Emmett Culligan retired in 1965 to San Bernardino, California, where I grew up and was living at the time. So, in honor of Emmett Culligan, here is a set of rapidly rotating records about water, beginning with the Atlantic Dance Orchestra.
Thank you.
I see you smile at me over moonlit waters, where we drifted with the tide, side by side, satisfied, wondering when we'll meet again over moonlit waters. Thank you.
Thomas Fats Waller on the organ at the former Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey on November 17, 1926, and one of his many compositions, Sloppy Water Blues. That was preceded by the Columbians, with Franklin Bauer providing the vocal on Moonlit Waters, recorded on August 30, 1927. We began that watery set of songs with an Edison record from February 6, 1923, the Atlantic Dance Orchestra with In the Land of Smiling Waters. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, on March 3rd in 1845, Florida became the 27th of the United States of America. The word Florida is Spanish for Feast of Flowers. The capital of Florida is... not Miami, but Tallahassee. The state flower is, appropriately enough, the orange blossom, and the mockingbird is the state bird. Florida's state song is Suwannee River, and the state motto is In God We Trust. Florida, of course, is known as the Sunshine State, so to commemorate Florida's admission to the Union, here's a set of sunshine songs, beginning with Bernie Cummins and his Biltmore Orchestra.
Thank you. a canvas, folks, on which we all can paint. Paint any old picture that we may. Why, there's the rich man, look at him, the poor man, the devil, the saint, and they're all painting pictures every day. Why, you know, some paint in colors of a wonderful hue, while others use colors of strife. But I want to tell you that every word, every thought, every little thing that we do goes down on our canvas of life. So come on, folks, and just dip your brush in the sunshine and keep on painting away. Oh, do it now. Make love a duty, and you're bound to find beauty wherever your eyes are going to stray. And life, it's going to seem worthwhile living. Oh, say, folks, skies, they'll never be gray. No, sir, if you just dip your brush in the sunshine. Sure to tell you, keep on painting, painting away. Everybody, keep on painting away. Paint it, Benny, paint it. Oh, I'm good, Benny. Paint it blue, Benny. Sky blue, Benny. Paint those windowsills and let the little sun shine in.
Out in the sun, then they'll evaporate when the troubles start pounding at your heart. Rub the injured part with sunshine. Thank you.
some Sunshine Songs to commemorate the admission of the Sunshine State into the Union on March 3, 1845. We begin with Bernie Cummins and his Biltmore Orchestra in July of 1928 and Old Man Sunshine. Next, it was the high-headed tragedian of song, Ted Lewis, with Some Good Advice, Dip Your Brush in the Sunshine, written by James C. Johnson and Andy Razaf. That's from April 13, 1931, and you heard nice solos in there by Benny Goodman and Muggsy Spanier. We just heard Sam Lannon and his orchestra with the vocal by Scrappy Lambert and Irving Berlin's Sunshine from February 17, 1928.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because this is where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Carl Webster's Yale Collegians.
Thank you. day you'll be my sweetheart. Some sweet day you'll know I really love you, though it's wrong to call you sweetheart. Right or wrong, love finds a way. It's so hard, dear, to forget you. When your heart is aching, it won't let you. Come what may, you'll be my sweetheart. Some sweet day, I'll make you mine. Thank you.
a little boy was wild about a little girl who found it out. She tried to play so hard to get. You know, he hasn't even kissed her yet. He comes around and she turns him down, comes back again and hangs around waiting for one kiss. While he pleads like this, oh, give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? What do you wanna miss, will ya, huh? Gosh, oh gee, why do you refuse? You know I can't see what you've got to lose. Oh, give me a little squeeze, will ya, huh? Why do you wanna make me blue? You know, I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world. But what's a little kiss between a fella and his girl, huh? Aw, oh, give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? And I'll give it right back to you. It's been a year since first they met, and he hasn't quite succeeded yet. A month ago, why, he held her hand, and his patience, well, I can't quite understand. That they're engaged don't mean a thing. He's in a rage, and he takes back his ring. Gives it back once more, while he starts to roar. Oh, give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? What are you gonna miss, will ya, huh? Gosh, oh gee, why do you refuse? You know I can't see what you've got to lose. Oh, give me a little squeeze, will ya, huh? Why do you wanna make me blue? You know I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world. What's a little kiss between a feller and his girl? Oh, give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? And I'll give it right back to you. And then she says, give me a little coat, will ya, huh? Sable or mink or goat, will ya, huh? You know, my poor hand, you're as bare as anything. And I could stand a little bracelet, maybe a diamond ring. Eh, give me a little car, will ya, huh? That would be mighty nice to do. A Packard or a Lincoln or a Cadillac sedan. I'll even take a roll, and you can add a chauffeur man. But don't you give me a little Ford, will you, huh? Or I'll give it right back to you.
We started off this edition of This Week in Recording History with Carl Webster's Yale Collegians, with Stu Pletcher pulling double duty as trumpeter and vocalist on Puttin' on the Ritz. That Parlophone 78 was recorded March 1st, 1930. That was followed by Bob Herring and his orchestra with Dick Robertson performing vocally on Some Sweet Day from February 27, 1929. We play a lot of records by bandleader Nat Shilkret, but Some Sweet Day was composed by Nat Shilkret along with Lou Pollock. Speaking of Nat Shilkret, we finished up with the International Novelty Orchestra, March 2, 1922, and Swanee River Moon. In the U.S., the International Novelty Orchestra was a pseudonym for the Victor House Band conducted by Nat Shilkret. The name was first used in March of 1922, and between 1922 and 27, a total of 135 tracks were recorded, 36 of which were rejected, and 99 released on Victor in the USA. Most were instrumentals, but 17 different vocalists were used. We finished up with Whispering Jack Smith, May 3, 1926, and give me a little kiss, will ya? Huh? I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.